Yeah, I wish I was here on better circumstances, but yes. But thank you.
Yes. Yes. And yes. It's a first for C-Mac on the Playbook.
Yes, it is. You've been on other shows. We haven't needed you on this show because I know the other shows have needed your leadership, quite frankly. But this show stands on its own, but we're trying to help you out here to try to save this radio station based on what happened. And let's play what Steve Darling said in a couple of minutes here. But you know what's going on.
You know what? It's been a crazy 24 hours here at Sportsnet 650. Allegations of a broken culture, allegations of re-gifting, and now this morning, threat of litigation. Time to set the record straight and put an end to Sandalgate. I will not be taking any questions after this statement.
Oh.
I will only be making this one comment. First of all, we want everyone to know, all involved, Steve, Adam, Perry, Randeep, Andrew, Scott, and even Dan Riccio, that we take this all very seriously. So after consulting with our legal department this morning, I'm prepared to make the following announcement. So, to be clear, if you listen to Perry and Randeep, no allegations of re-gifting. Mr. Forsyth suggests perhaps there could have been a re-gifting there. They did all, though, call into question the sizing, and as we all know, size does matter. Now to Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul in the afternoon after that show and what they had to say about this. Andrew, one thing, let's be clear. The culture is not broken here at Sportsnet 650. Far from it. We love each other. We care for each other. We share with each other. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men and women here at Sportsnet 650. So now, this morning, let's hear what Steve Darling had to say in his defense.
So now today at 7:23, I am asking for not only an apology to me, but an apology to my wife. And I want it not only an apology, I want a written apology, and I want a written apology read on the air by both shows, and I want it this afternoon, or else I will contact a lawyer.
Steve, let's make one thing clear off the top. You didn't hear it there, but he challenged the Sportsnet 650 rules and regulations of our Secret Santa and suggested that it was in fact secret. To a point. And if you read the email, it did clearly say, sign your name on the gift, but don't tell the gift giver beforehand to keep the secret then. So, Steve, yes, people should have known what you have given. So on the count of improper rules, 650, innocent. On the count of re-gifting, Steve made numerous points about how he went to a certain hockey shop and bought them there. In fact, social media might now show a receipt or two. So Steve is innocent on that count, but he is guilty of a shameless plug to get his son free hockey gear.
So we can go back to the store and get some more.
And finally, on the size issue, Steve had said he did some research online and that the large sandals fit to 11.5. This morning, when questioned in front of lawyers, Steve admitted under oath that he was a size 12. When you match up the sandals to Steve's feet, something we did this morning with our legal team, it is clear, crystal clear, that those are nowhere close to 11.5. So Steve, on the count of buying kids sandals, I find you guilty as charged.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Your sentence is to collect those shoes and get Adam a new pair immediately. I hope this clears up any confusion and puts this sandal scandal to rest once and for all. Again, I will not be answering any questions. This statement is all I will say on this matter. From everyone here at Sportsnet 650, I wish you and your families a very happy holiday season.
And Craig McEwen has left the building.
He stormed out of here.
He has stormed out. I've never seen a man as red as Craig McEwen right now. Anger.
I see a vein popping out of that head somewhere. What, like, my goodness. Wow. I have never been.
And you know why this happened? The reason the legal team got involved is because Steve Darling, as a politician normally does, threaten litigation.
Yes.
And when
and
that
I
happens.
Want it this afternoon, or else I will contact a lawyer.
So when you threaten litigation,
that's right.
The lawyers get involved, and now C-Mac had to come in, and he spent the entire day talking to lawyers over what was a secret Santa. Like, if we can't get a secret Santa, that tells you about the problems we're having here.
You lose! Good day, sir!